David, and to my left, my girlfriend Alyssa.
Hi.
This is gonna get pretty crazy because I've never had a female on the show before, so this is groundbreaking, and I'm just gonna go right into it. Let's do some Craigslist. Is that okay?
Yeah.
The title is No Strings Attached Ted, and I just clicked regular casual encounters. I didn't click man for man. This is the first thing that came up. Wanting to suck cock today, older guys, a 55 to 65. You must host for this to happen. If you're married and your wife or girlfriend wants to watch or participate, that's good too. Not asking anything in return, I will jack off while I suck you. If you're into WS, cool, you can do that too. You know what WS is?
No.
Water sports.
Oh, cute.
Send at least stats pick, if possible, and be DDF like I am. That's drug and disease free. Put suck my cock in subject line so I know you're real.
Oh boy.
Oh boy, oh. How's that wake up?
That's disgusting, actually. Can I do one?
No, we're gonna go back. Don't worry.
Okay.
normally we keep it within the confines of America, but this one was just so good I had to step out and just really go for it. Berlin, a woman who had escaped without serious injury from a dog attack, was accidentally shot by police while she hid from the animal behind a door, police said Wednesday. Police in Berlin shot the dog dead, but a stray bullet went through the door behind which the woman was cowering, striking her in the arm. The woman was not seriously injured. She had gone to visit neighbors at their apartment on Tuesday evening when their 2-year-old dog, Carlito, attacked her. Awesome name. A police officer was also grazed in the throat by a ricocheting bullet. Police are investigating possible charges of negligence against both the dog's owner and the police officers who fired the shots.
Carlito literally sounds like a chihuahua's name.
Carlito?
Yeah.
Like a Mexican chihuahua?
Like a Mexican chihuahua.
Yeah.
Something that wouldn't attack somebody.
Not a Berlin, I'm assuming a German shepherd since they're in Germany. Is that racist?
Kinda.
How many shots was that? How many shots did it take to take down a 2-year-old dog?
Obviously, like 5, so... I mean, it depends how good their aim is.
Oh, man. Which was pretty piss poor if another police officer got hit in the throat. Oh, boy. A good-looking dude looking for a discreet, no-strings-attached fun near campus today. Up for J.O., B.J., etc. You know J.O. is?
No.
Jerk off.
Oh.
He just wants straight J.O. sesh. Looking for other guys who are muscular and good-looking. Email me and let's have some fun. Send stats. 35-year-old U of A.
I don't think he's 35. I just think he's saying he's 35 to make it not sound as gay.
As creepy?
Yeah.
Blindfolded bottom.
Oh, boy.
Looking for a bottom that wants to be blindfolded and fucked. That's it. One sentence.
These things always make my day.
And that made my day. It did. It was so good. This was not it. Midnight. Yeah.
People are horn dogs these days.
People are horny at midnight. And they want to be blindfolded and fucked.
In the ass.
This one is really good.
Oh my god.
Casual encounters was like second or third down. Cream pie fantasies. Man for woman. Man for man woman. Man for transsexual, I think. Is that...
Yeah.
Would like to lay or kneel under your lady to suck and lick her clit as you pound away. Once you come, I'll clean her out. Ladies, did your husband or boyfriend stop by for a quickie over lunch? Let me come in once he is gone and clean up the mess. Photo, stats, and your scenario are requested in your first email. Replies without requested info and containing links will be deleted. You help with my fantasy? I'll help with yours.
It's kind of cute, actually.
once he comes, I'll clean you out.
Gotta stay clean. That's all I gotta say.
That should be the new slogan for the show.
Gotta keep it clean.
Gotta keep it clean.
Yeah.
Oh, man. A man seeking an Ohio job... A West Virginia man seeking a six-figure job with an Ohio company pretended to be a major general with the U.S. Army, listed the Army Chief of Staff as a reference on his resume, and claimed to have professional relationships with current and former U.S. defense secretaries, federal authorities alleged in documents filed in federal court.
Yeah, nothing comes good. Nothing good comes from Akron, Ohio. That's where my sister lives.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
My psycho sister.
Oh, the one you don't like?
Yeah.
Okay. I can get, like, pretending to be, like, a corporal, pretending to be, like, a specialist. Like, I'm a specialist. Here's my recruiter. I've already talked to him. He'll pretend to be legit. And that's how I'll get this job. He went all out. He went secretary. He went SecDef, current and former. He went Army Chief of Staff. He went everybody.
Did he know somebody that knows somebody?
He went balls deep. Oh, when you list references like that, that's a guaranteed job.
I'm gonna fake my shit.
Makes me want to try it. In Phoenix, a little bit closer to home, a man survived with injuries after driving his car over the south rim of the Grand Canyon by accident. By accident.
How can you miss the big hole in the
Just that little hole in the ground there.
Yeah.
The unidentified driver, age 21.
Was he drunk?
Probably. Was treated for non-life-threatening injuries in a Flagstaff hospital on Monday after plunging 200 feet over the lip of the mile-deep chasm. The driver, whose name is being withheld pending completion of an investigation, was saved from dropping further into the canyon after his car struck a large pine tree. He was an extremely lucky individual.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, he has to be a dumbass to go drive his car into a fucking hole.
It was, he is really lucky he got saved by that tree.
Somebody's looking out.
What's that Yes Man song that he sings with the guitar? Come on now from that lit song.
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember?
No.
Jim Carrey, like, straight saves that dude's life. He's about to kill himself.
Oh, Third Eye Blind?
Is it Third Eye
Jumper.
Blind?
Jumper.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Black jokes.
Black chicks. This one is so good that it's just this one right here. Proud Jamaican Father is the title. Listen. If you're black, I love black people. I've always loved black people. I wanted to be black my entire life, but I just moved on. I'm Puerto Rican and Irish, and it's a weird combination. I know. Don't just deal with it. It's not racist. Just don't be mad at me. I want hate mail coming into my inbox. A Jamaican man bought a round of drinks for everyone in the bar, announcing that his wife had just given to birth to a typical Jamaican baby boy weighing 20 pounds. Congratulations showered him from all around, and many exclamations of wow were heard. A woman fainted due to sympathy pains. 2 weeks later, he returned to the bar. The bartender said, "Say, you're the father of the Jamaican..." Really, say... Hey, say, old buddy there. "You're the father of the Jamaican baby who weighed 20 pounds at birth. How much does he weigh now?" The proud father answered, 15 pounds. The bartender was puzzled. Why? What happened? "He weighed 20 pounds at birth, I thought." The Jamaican father took a slow sip from his red striped beer, wiped his lips on his shirt sleeve, leaned into the bartender and said, "Had him circumcised." I like how they write red stripe. I don't even know what that is. Is that like some super ghetto, like...
It's a type of, beer typical black people like.
Little black people?
Typical
black
people.
Typical black people. Louisville, Kentucky. We have a lot of stuff coming in from Louisville, Kentucky lately. It's not... I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. I'm gonna have to do some more investigation. Maybe they're the next Florida. A Louisville man is facing disorderly conduct charges after police said they found him walking shirtless down an interstate in the middle of traffic during a rainstorm.
I'd do it.
According to arrest records, a Louisville Metro police officer saw Boris Simic, a very strong Slavic name there, walking
Sounds
eastbound.
Russian.
On what?
Sounds Russian.
It does sound Russian. That's Slavic Russian. Mm. It's like that. You don't hear it.
Russians hate me.
Totally just burped eggs into your face that I just had. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Better not
stay. Really rude on the show. Party Time with Dave. Did you not know that was the title? I didn't say that. It's Party Time with Dave at yahoo.com. Send me an email. I want to hear from you.
He's a little slow on the uptake this today.
Yes.
No big deal.
Just today. Slow. Listen, I woke up at like 1.
No.
It was terrible.
He's just captivated by my face.
Your amazing Charlie Sheen goddess-like face.
No. It's better than Charlie
it's
Sheen.
Better than Charlie Sheen goddess. It's a winning face. I agree.
Yeah.
Police said cars were swerving to avoid Simic. According to arrest records, Simic told the officer to go fuck himself while he tried to get Simic off the roadway. When asked why he was upset, police said Simic told him he wanted to kick his father's ass and he was walking on the interstate to get to Prospect, Kentucky, about 10 miles away. 10 miles is nothing. I run that a day. Simic also told police he was mad at his father because his father will not have sex with Simic's mother, according to arrest records. Police said Simic appeared to be under the influence of drugs. He was charged with second-degree disorderly conduct.
I can see his concern.
His extreme. You wanna role play this one? You be the officer, and I'll be Simic. Let's go back up. You're driving along, right? You come up. You pull up. You have to ask me what I'm...
What are you doing?
Go fuck yourself.
Why are you upset?
I'm gonna go kick my father's ass.
Why?
He's not having sex with my mom, dick.
And your point is...
I don't know, just arrest me and throw me in jail.
Alright.
That was pretty successful. First role-playing we've ever done on the show was pretty successful. What do we got? Are you a hot Latin with too much sexual energy and would like something on the side? He spelled sexual wrong. Sexual.
And he's supposed to be 30 to 45. And he's supposed to be 30. Oh, no. He's 29 and he can't spell.
Oh, he wants a 30 to 45-year-old man. He's a 29-year-old man and he can't spell.
Must be Mexican.
Must be Mexican if you can't spell sexual right. That's the most important word in the English language. Mm-hmm. Willing to travel and drop to my knees and provide oral relief after your hard day at work.
Enjoy it's all I ever need.
All you ever needed. What's that thing that they say in Sex and the City? If a man can do that, he doesn't need to be able to do anything else. Referring to... Doesn't he?
Thing.
Don't they?
I don't remember.
Enjoy construction, city, or other hard-working type guys. Hairy ones. Married A+. Don't have a place? Can come by and suck you off in a car or in a dark, safe area.
Dark safe area means an alley so he can come...
Kill you.
Mug you. Take you for all you're worth.
After 7 p.m. tonight. So it's going to be dark by then.
Exactly.
Talk to me. Send stats and location. Me. 46, you. Clean and disease. Wait. 46, yo. Oh my god. 46, yo. Clean and disease free. You be too. 5'7", 170 pounds. And hungry, throw some cum. Instead of four or some cum.
Another one of these.
Embarrassing typo from a 46-year-old man.
I only spell like that when I have like 2 hours of sleep.
So. When was this? This was done at like 2 in the afternoon. He has no excuse.
Nope. He could have slept all day.
Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. I actually know where this is because I used to live in Pennsylvania. Police say an elderly Pennsylvania couple was the unintended recipient of a very seedy delivery, a 5-pound brick of marijuana. Police in Upper Butt. How's that lucky? Just send it to me. You don't need to complain and call the cops.
Yeah, send it my way.
Police in Upper Darby, just outside Philly, say the cuppy paid.
The cuppy, David? Couple?
Say the couple. Say the couple paid little attention to the package when it was delivered last week. Not recognizing the name, they left it on their porch, expecting it to be picked up. When nobody claimed the package, the couple opened it to find what police say was $10,000 in high-grade marijuana. So that's
shit,
like...
Shit, I would sell it.
That has to be... That's gotta be good. That has to be, like, train wreck or God's pussy or something.
That's be something fantastic.
Something fantastic.
One hit and you're done. Yeah. Basically.
Oh, my God. $10,000 in a little 5-pound brick. You know how big that is? Like, the size of this laptop. It's not that big. Mm. And it goes up, and it comes, you know, like a little box. It's not a lot.
That'd be the best present ever.
It would. It's a brick. It's just it's shaped like a brick. It's a little bit bigger. Police Superintendent Michael Chitwood tells the Delaware County Daily Times the couple gave the package to police, who determined the return address in Tolleson, Arizona was fake. Yeah, no shit. Where is Tolleson?
On the way to Lake Havasu. You will soon find out.
Oh, okay. How am I finding this out?
When I take you there.
Oh, okay. For, are you going to kill me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And dump you in the lake.
And dump me in the lake, Lake Havasu.
Mm-hmm.
The murder lake.
For sure. There's a, I mean, I found a sunken boat. There's got to be bodies somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Florida. Clifford Cap of suburban West Palm Beach allegedly showed up drunk at his stepdaughter's home last week. At the time, his stepdaughter, 26, was grilling in the backyard of her suburban West Palm Beach. There's nothing wrong with that. Cap then grabbed a machete, picked it up in the air, and started walking towards her, the stepdaughter told deputies. It seems Cap just can't keep a lid on his emotions. He's been arrested at least 7 times since 2000, and most of the charges were related to drunken behavior.
A machete.
A machete.
Machete.
A machete.
Machete.
A machete.
In American. I have one of those. No big deal.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, he's cute.
James Darnell, hey Florida, James Darnell Spence Jr. has placed more than 300 sexually threatening calls to hospitals around the country, according to Jacksonville police. At first, Spence, 57, was charged with only 2 misdemeanors because authorities couldn't determine there was an actual sexual assault victim.
Sorry, sir, this isn't a sex hotline.
Is that the sexy nurse voice?
Yeah.
Okay. But a federal grand jury stepped in and upped the ante. Spence has now been charged 8 counts of telephoning threats in interstate commerce. All 8 calls threatening a rape or molestation of young girls were to hospitals in Nebraska and Missouri. Each count carries a maximum 5-year term.
Mm-hmm. Too bad he's already old.
He's already old. He's going to die in jail. 57? All right, 57.
Plus 40.
Is it 40?
Yeah.
8 times 5?
He'll be 100 by the time he gets out. My luck, he's probably going to get raped.
He'll die.
By multiple men and
yes.
Die on impact.
Until he die on cum impact. Squirting into the butthole. Dying slowly.
That's a great visual.
Tuesday morning errands. We'll be running errands tomorrow morning from 8 to 10. Maybe I could stop by your place along the way for a quickie. Hand jobs are cool, but so is mutual oral. I loved 69. Would love to get facial tomorrow if possible. Did I mention this is a man for man?
Man for man.
Cum turns me on. I'm your typical college guy. 5'7", 145 pounds. Pics would be nice, but not required. Just send me some honest stats, as I have done the same. I do have pics to trade if you send me first, though. I will check my email around 7:30, so expect a reply around that time.
People these days.
People. Did we do this one? Yes. It is getting unorganized up in the sizzy.
Just visiting.
Oh, here we go. Just visiting. Just visiting. No
just,
tea.
Just
visiting. Casual encounters, man for man. 29, Tucson. A lot of 29s. I think everybody's lying.
Yeah, I don't think they're 29. My guess is they're probably
20.
Embarrassed about
the fact that they're 20 and creepy.
And I'm posting this shit on Craigslist. I mean.
Hello there.
Must be fat.
Must be.
Can't get their own.
Hello there. I am from out of town, but I am in Tucson this weekend for my birthday today. Looking to get some B-Day head around 4. Send your stats and pics. In pics.
Okay. I don't get what stats.
Like 5'7", 170.
Oh, okay.
DBF. Idiots. Yeah. looking for a WS and get her faster reply. It's simple. We meet up, you suck it till I come in your mouth and on your face, then we go on our separate way. It's simple.
It tends to get more complicated than that.
Listen, it's really simple. We meet up, you suck it till I come in your mouth and on your face, and then we go a separate way. That's it. It's really simple.
No, no.
Yeah.
Not really.
So. All right,
I'm going to go throw up because I'm really sick. I'm just letting you know I'm really sick.
Cool beans. We're just doing a podcast. Nobody go up. Go throw up.
Don't get me sick.
That's not good.
Hope you feel better.
Speaking of this week in Florida.
My uncle lives in Florida.
Oh no. Are we really having this happen right now?
An alligator. Oh yeah, my uncle finds alligators. We have two.
Look at this. Okay.
In his,
sorry, people are having extreme technical difficulties because this internet is being a bitch.
It's your computer. It's because it's a Mac.
No, look. Yeah. It only likes PCs. Yeah, yeah. You have no idea.
Only likes PCs around here.
Look at this. This is ridiculous.
I think it's supposed to show too.
I can't. No, I can't get the regular article. It's ridiculous.
Maybe it doesn't want you to.
Listen. An alligator got into this woman's bathroom.
Or maybe not. Just kidding.
My neighbor said she heard my porch stinks being. Since we have half the article. Which is gay because Macs don't know what the fuck they're doing. And you stop making computers and go back to making iPods like they used to. My neighbor said she heard my porch things being knocked over at 3 a.m. So the alligator must have been here all night until I got home at 12 p.m. the next day. My furniture was all moved around. My blinds were all discombobulated. That's a fresh word. So, 7-foot alligator.
Yes, they have good...
vocabulary. They have great vocab in Florida. Unfortunately, everything else is slightly lacking. Just a little bit.
Not entirely, because my uncle lives there, and he's pretty smart.
Does he report on all the craziness that happens, or?
No, but he does get alligators in his pool all the time.
Exactly, see? I don't want to... Hey, let's go for a swim. Wait, I can't, because there's a 7-foot alligator in my pool that's going to kill me.
No big deal.
If I do.
No, they'll die from chlorine.
Oh, man.
Eventually, and then you have a rotten alligator.
Yeah, and then you have a rotten, dying, slowly alligator in your pool.
Basically.
The doggy door was used by Dunbar's two cats who survived the night unscathed. They were like, peace, fruits. Later, maggots. But they now will face new restrictions on their movement. I don't like doggy doors anymore, she said. So the thing that saved their lives is going away. So the next time an alligator comes in, they're both dead.
They're basically SOL.
Yeah, basically. Spring is mating season for alligators, and wildlife officials urge people to be extremely cautious, especially around the water. It's pretty simple. They're not endangered anymore. Let's just kill them like we used to.
Get a shotgun. Everybody in Florida should buy a shotgun.
No, you shouldn't. Because people just are crazy in Florida. There's too many crazy people in Florida.
No, there's too many drunk people in Florida.
There's really drunk, machete-wielding people in Florida. All the time. That's all they do.
Not really.
I was just going to go down the street, and I was just going to go down to Disneyland with my wife and kids, but I can't because now I have a machete-wielding alligator chasing me down Broadway.
I'm pretty sure alligators can't hold a knife.
Well,
you've already done that.
If it happens anywhere, it's gonna happen there.
Case for the fashion police.
Is this a case for the fashion police? A case of a man disturbing the peace ended up being quite disturbing itself in the northern Hay, California city of Lodi over the weekend. Hay, California.
Weekend.
It's Friday. Police there were called to the Cherokee Memorial Park Cemetery after reports to 911 of a half-naked... I almost said 9/11 there. It's so weird. That's how subconsciously whacked out. That makes you. Yeah. Reports to 911 of a half-naked man yelling in the dark. Their police said they found Sean Beatty, 42, under the influence of meth. This is a total meth head story. I'm going to tell you that right now. Police said Beatty was wearing an Oakland Raiders jacket, a G-string and socks, and had a hair scrunchie around his genitals. Tests showed he was high on meth, according to cops. That is total meth head behavior.
That is, you're going to be now going to be marked as a sex offender behavior. Too much law and order.
Do you think so?
Yeah. They'll get charged with
a sex offense? A sex crime? I agree.
Clothes and decency.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And he's a parolee. So he's on parole.
So basically he's going back to jail.
So basically he's screwed.
Yeah.
Normally I would do a 1, 2, 3, which is when I tell you three things, and you have to tell me which two of those are false, and then I tell you the one that's true. But I don't have that this week, because I was lazy. And last night I was cleaning out my apartment, which I do quite frequently, and I found something that I wrote when I was around 11 or 12 in middle school, and I was going through a gangster phase.
Oh, God.
So, this is a rap song that I wrote. This is This Week in Hip Hop. It's another segment that we do where I read the lyrics of a hip hop song and point out how crazy and weird it is. We're just gonna.
This better not be bullshit.
We're gonna. Oh, no, this is legit as it gets. It doesn't get any more legit. I might. It's 2 pages, it's 3 pages long. I was just on fire.
I'm kinda scary,
actually. I was writing some mad lyrics, son.
You're not gangster.
Okay, the intro line is, yo, this yo man Cool D. Get ready to rock him. It's Cool D.
It's not Kool-Aid.
It's wicked not Cool D. Push him down to the ground. Roll through the party, bouncing up and down.
Oh my God.
Now let's get going. Don't stop till the next town. Break it down.
This is ridiculous.
Now let's go get it started real hot. And make sure that we all on the spot.
I think you should quit before you embarrass yourself.
No, I can't. I have to keep going. This is too good.
No, you're pretty much going to
It's too good. It's too good.
This is embarrassing for you.
I know this point.
I'm kind of feeling for you.
On this lot where the cops don't go, so we won't have a hard time smoking pot. Now get the party pumping and loose, tripping out running. Through the club getting something. From the girls in the back, so they're yelling. Rock 'em all around. Push 'em to the ground. Don't sweat nothing. Just lean with it. Screw with it. Listen to the DJ. Pump the music till the break of day. And then stay so we can do this right. Cause we gonna be rocking till the end of the night. All the ladies and the homies going down my lane. Blast that paper right out of your right out of your brain. I throw them 20s in the air. I can't read that. Just to make sure. Okay. I throw them 20s in the air. Just to make sure you can't stay sane. Oh. Cool D, make sure you get some more. Cause I got a bank full of money, whore. I get to store all the jewels, necklaces, stuff they want for. You to bring them so they get low and get loose and stay with the flow. Make sure y'all don't start fighting. Cause I don't wanna have to start shooting. of the place that cost $150,000. Don't stop dancing, because we just want to hang, have fun, and get you banged. Oh. I was having technical difficulties, so that's why my girlfriend just cut out right there. She had to go to work, so that's all that. That's all good. And that's all I gotta say for this little... I'm just gonna come right back at you. And I extremely apologize for all of the, technical problems we've been having. My voice had a weird inflection on it. And, I just noticed it re-listening to... Because I hate re-listening to myself. I hate it. I was re-listening to the beginning part. And, my voice sounded a lot deeper, sounded a lot weirder. I'm not sure if that was something I was doing with my vocal inflection, but I didn't feel like it was. I felt like it was just the computer being gay. So, hopefully now me is back. Maybe it was because I was feeling sick. I don't know. It's a Mac. How the fuck am I supposed to know? The police arrested a singer on racism charges after a man reportedly of Chinese descent complained about his performance of the song Kung Fu Fighting. Simon Ledger, 34, told the Sun's newspaper that he and his band were performing this 1970s classic at the Driftwood Beach Bar on the Isle of Wight off the southern coast of England. We were performing Kung... Let me just do this in my voice. We were performing Kung Fu Fighting, as we do during all of our sets, he told the newspaper. People of all races were loving it. Chinese people have never been offended by it before. But the Ledger told the Sun an Asian man walking by with his mother hurled an expletive and made an obscene hand gesture at the performers during the Sunday afternoon performance, and then took a photo with his cell phone. We could stop right there. If that went down in America... I have that motherfucker sued for public indecency and lewdness. Just off the top of my lawyer head. You're done. I'm singing in a public place. You can't tell me what I can and can't sing. Well, maybe in Britain they can, because that's just how they straight roll. With their friggin' parliaments with white wigs. Hello, 2011. Your parliament is still in existence. Your weird royal family is still in existence that I don't really care about, and every time I turn on Yahoo, it's some new shit about your stupid wedding that I don't give a shit about, that I'm not going to watch, and that's the only thing I'm going to say about it because I don't want to give any more attention to something so dumb. It's so stupid. Ugh. Let's do a lie of the week. I was mailed some literature recently. And it's pretty good. The title, it's a little pamphlet. The Spirit of Truth and the Spirit of Error. World Religions. The Truths of Christianity Compared to Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, Judaism, and Primitive Religion. This is the problem I have with Christianity. When you start making claims that your shit is so locked down, everybody else's shit is wrong, that to me is a little bit whack. Just to me. Now, here's my disclaimer. I don't believe 90%, let's scale that back, 70% of anything that comes out of a Christian's mouth, ever. And the other 30% has to do with politics and real world and stuff that's happening right now. That's just where I'm coming from. I think there's a little bit of truth. To be honest with you, there has to be some truth in all religions. Because the thing about religion is, it's an idea, but the way that all these ideas have come into existence over such a course of time, you have new ideas being thought up every day. Scientology is a very recent example of that, where you have, okay, here's another cultural idea, let's do this with this religion. Here's an older cultural idea, so that's how that religion, that's how you have Judaism and sacrificing bulls. We don't sacrifice bulls anymore. Well, some people do. But as for each culture, there's always been a religion. And I think you trace some truth starting a Scientology, there's some truth in there. You trace that back to whatever was before that. And then you trace it back to whatever was before that. And then you trace it back to whatever was... We don't know how far back this word goes. And that's what's so crazy about it, because my theory is there's this crazy theory going around that I actually am researching and currently almost buying into, that the world at one point, the world that we live on, not another dimension, no aliens sent shit to us in like a capsule. That's not how we started. The world before us was extremely advanced, wiped out for whatever reason. Let's say we know that the dinosaurs got taken out by a big fucking comet. Why couldn't we have been taken out by something crazy? There's a tornado. There's tornadoes tearing through the South right now that have killed dozens of people. Why can't we have a cataclysmic event that wipes us back to the Ice Age, right? Here's what happens. Everybody gets wiped back to the Ice Age. People survive, obviously. They form colonies, and they try to teach teach their kids what life was like. You can't keep that going forever. Eventually, somebody's going to kill the person who knew about the old world, and their kids are not going to know. All we know is the ice. All we know is and the thing about the Earth is once it goes into the Earth, it decomposes it. It's like a natural... The Earth is a big recycling bin, if you think about it. And what I think happened during the Ice Age, and call me out if you think I'm crazy, because there's really no evidence. You go that far back, there's hardly, you can't find any archaeological, like, they can try and date it, but you weren't there. You don't know what the fuck went down. Like, how do you know what went down? You weren't there. We know that there was an Ice Age because of the way that things are cut and the way that, you know, whatever. But that before that, that we were super advanced. We had an entire civilization. Something came out, wiped us. We probably fucked the this is my theory. We fucked the global fucking ozone layer. Global warming set in, destroyed everybody. Ice Age came in, carved everything underneath the surface of the Earth, carved all of our whatever advanced shit we had, because obviously every time a civilization repeats itself, it's going to do something a little bit differently. So pushed everything down, decomposed it. By the time we get to 2000, however many times there's been a 2000 AD, because this is just how we classify our time cycle, we never know. You don't know. How do you know? How do you know that we haven't done this before? How do you know that everything that's ever you've ever thought of, somebody's done? Fuck the cow. Done it. Fuck the cow and then watched a human baby come out the cow? Probably. Fuck the giraffe? Absolutely. Gangbanged, I bet. Come load in the face, I bet you. I bet you, sir. To prove me wrong, and I'll find it. I will dig through the internet like fucking... ooh, like a motherfucker to find that video. If you think you want to call me out on that. Anyway, that's my brief rant. Now, let's get back to this fucking... This joke. Let's listen to this joke. It is very clear. Not just clear. It is very clear from the Bible's own testimony and that of Jesus Christ and the Old Testament prophets, all of whom are either dead. Jesus Christ is dead, Old Testament prophets are dead, and the Bible is a fucking piece of paper. That scripture is to be regarded as the authoritative word of truth on all matters of basic doctrine. So you have three sources right there that are whatever. They're done. They're out the window. Where's your other sources? Okay, thank you. Bye. The following is a list of just the most significant verses that support the Word of God's claim to authority. You can't claim to be something without something else validifying that. I can claim to be the most richest man in the world. That doesn't make me the richest man in the world. I'm still a motherfucker who lives in a studio in fucking Tucson, Arizona. Shit, the dirty tea. Shit capital of the world. The Mexican traffic center of the world. Fucking quote scripture right now. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. For I truly say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass away from the law, until all is accomplished. What's accomplished, dog? Because you're being wicked vague. All scripture is inspired by God. I'm done. So that's the truth. Let's read an error. I have Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, Judaism, and primitive religion. I don't know what primitive religion is, but I'm going to find out right now. Often primitive religions teaching a messiah will someday come and bring in a reign of peace and prosperity for the tribe. Sound familiar, Christianity? Trace it fucking back, dog. Maybe primitive religion is right and you're wrong. Dongs. Hopes for salvation generally relate to the group and to this world. There is little doctrine concerning the next life. A primitive man expects to emerge with his ancestors in another world when he dies, but that other world is not vividly described, and it is often seen as just full of trouble and confusion as this world. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Salvation is thus piecemeal. Oh, they try to fucking just... I hate when people... they blur facts. I read a news article. They blur facts with opinion. That is exactly what's going on. They're not reporting. They're saying, thus, the reason why, like, a dick. Salvation is thus piecemeal, relating to specific worldly distresses. I fail to see how you come to that conclusion. It is not felt that a state of grace can be reached in any final way. There will always be new problems. Which I don't see if, Messiah is coming back. Like, maybe there is. I don't believe it. I believe to some degree I believe in the theory of evolution that there's everything builds upon itself. You can't invent the internet without having first invented plastic or electricity. It's hard to it's really hard. So having said that, I don't believe that everything was created out of evolution. I don't think that the aliens sent a fucking capsule. I think that before, when you trace back, before all these civilizations that have destroyed themselves, and you trace back all these ice ages that are theoretical, at the end of the day, that there has to have been some sort of intelligent design. You can't look around you and not think that. That's stupid. That's so dumb. Look at the Grand Canyon. I live in the state where the Grand Canyon is. What's up? Look at that fucking hole in the ground. Don't tell me that somebody didn't create that? You are whack, sir. Don't tell me somebody didn't create the cell? Are you nuts? You want to tell me someone didn't create the human genome? You're out of your goddamn mind. We can't replicate it. We, at this point in our history, where I can take a picture on a plastic device and send it through the fucking air to this thing that I don't even know what the internet is, where it's hosted. Who's hosting the internet? And have it uploaded and other people can see. You want to tell me that we can't make the human genome? Oh, no, we can't, because that's not something that we can physically do. It's not possible. We can alter it, because we know how to do that, because we're smart, but we can't change it. That's just what I'm saying. Morals of primitive religion. Survival of the group is of paramount importance. Without secular means of control, ways must be found to make group members adhere strictly to codes of conduct. Sounds a lot like our society, which, whatever. Primitive people have developed communal ways of coping with the world, embodied in religious traditions that they are fearful of changing. Speaking of religious traditions, you're fearful of changing, Christians. What about the gays? You do so much gay bashing because of very middle school, very hard to interpret passages that say that being gay is like a bad thing. You have to understand, they also say that you can have slaves and to treat your slave right in the New Testament. Don't fucking pull that shit on me. Paul says treat your slave right. Should I go out and get a slave? Is it right to own a human being? No, it's not. No, it's not. We haven't caught up. Science has not caught up for you to make a call like that. I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. You can't make a judgment call on something that we don't know about. I can't make a judgment call on gays because I don't know anything about it. I'm not smart. I'm like average intelligence. I'm not a super nerd. I don't know the world. I can't look in your brain and know, oh, here it goes here. I heard. I'm not smart. So stop fucking with me. Okay? Stop fucking with me and stop fucking with other people. Mr. fucking swimmer dude. Phelps. Not the swimmer dude, the pastor dude that I just make that association between Michael Phelps and Fred Phelps. Hey, Fred Phelps, chill your shit, man. You need to just smoke a reefer and go off and J-O sesh somewhere with like three dudes and a hot chick. That's all you need to do. And it'll be right. You will feel so much better. Just release that fucking repressed sexuality, whatever fucked up childhood you have. You will feel so much better if you just went and smoked a shit. ton of everything. I think, what do we got? Shit, we only have 40, ugh, god damn it. I think we're gonna have to have a small, we really packed a lot into this episode, so we're gonna cut it off after I do this thing. Body and brain, science news. Mutations, this is a small brain mutation. Mutations in a single gene are the cause of a rare genetic disorder that leaves children with a brain one-tenth the normal size. Two international teams of researchers report April 28th in the American Journal of Human Genetics. To identify the mutations, researchers analyzed DNA from Turkish, Pakistani, and Saudi Arabian families, racist much, with children who had extremely underdeveloped brains. Affected children had mutations in a gene called NDE1, both groups found. Cells without a working copy of the gene don't correctly divide to form new cells. A defect that probably prevents the brain from growing normally in early development. Further studies of the gene might reveal clues to how humans evolved large brains. That's crazy. A gene that makes you have a smaller brain, and you want to tell me that it all got here by accident. Hey, evolutionist. Hey, people that aren't willing to accept anything from anybody. You need to fucking open your ears and just absorb. You just need to take it in and stop shutting people off. Listen. Just listen. That's all you need to do is listen. And maybe you'll learn something instead of being a stupid dick. I feel like that went off on a terrible note, so instead of leaving you with that, we're gonna go to hopefully something that will make you have a little chuckle. Sweet man, Miss Connections, you make my life. I love you a fuck ton. You're not so secret admirer. That's it. That's it for that article. You ran me over on my bike, man for woman, 24. You ran me over on my bike on Saturday night, slammed on your brakes, and then drove off, leaving me for dead. A neighbor witnessed the entire event, and we have reported your place to the police. An officer should be at your house to arrest you for a felony hit-and-run and attempted manslaughter. And then in capitals, hope you have fun in prison, because my head feels horrible still. See you in court. Sincerely, me. And when I say me, I mean me. In the most literal sense of possible. Oh my god. Hey, Florida. I just felt like dipping back in because this is breaking news from the Sunshine State. Florida motorists can get quite creative when trying to get out of a speeding ticket, but Jonathan Paul Rorick may have taken the cake. The Naples man had what he thought was a foolproof plan to get out of a ticket, please say, make a prank 911 call. After being pulled over by a sheriff's deputy Tuesday, ooh, man, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I just had some peas and corn. I'm on a strictly vegetable protein diet of a healthy fighter and how he should be training. Rourke placed the emergency 911 from his cell phone, the police report showed, and reported there was a shooting in the area and a victim was on the ground. Hello, 911 emergency, how may I help you? Calm down, sir. Just tell me what happened. There's a guy and he was shooting, and there was gunshots, and it was loud. And there's somebody on the ground, and he's bleeding. You need to send help. Of course, right away. Click! The call was dispatched to the deputy, naturally, who dropped what he was doing to attend to the alleged more serious matter, the police report stated. Rorick, who was allegedly driving with a suspended license and going 45 miles per hour in a 30 miles per hour zone. You're a dumbass. You're driving 15 miles per hour over the speed limit on a suspended license. You dick. You fucking dong. I hope they rape you in prison. I hope they slam that penis, bang, and they pack your ang shit up in the ang so good that you scream. And the guards look away. I hope that happens to you, sir, for driving on a suspended license and doing 15 miles over the speed limit, you dick. drove away thinking he had pulled a fast one on the law. Unfortunately for Rorik, the police have heard of caller ID. Insert bad joke here. When the deputy arrived at the address given for the fake shooting, the scene was empty and no one had heard any gunshots. What's going on here? He realized that something was wrong. The deputy quickly retraced the call and got Rorik's voicemail. Now, instead of just a traffic ticket, Rorik was arrested for making a false 911 call. Since we have someone that I did at the podcast for a really long time, he's not cooperating. He's not being nice. He's working instead of being fun. We are going to have a shorter show this week. Since my girlfriend has better things to do than waste my time with me all the time, I'm already, like, forcing her to make out with me constantly. We just don't have time to do all these things. So, with that, you have a good week, folks. You enjoy yourselves. And you stay classy, world.
Hold me.